Treasury outlines details of 15 billion rand business relief for lockdown and its aftermath. The National Treasury has provided details of the relief measures which were announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa to assist business deal with the effects of the three-week national lockdown and its aftermath. There are three relief measures amounting to a total of 15 billion rand. One expanding the age eligibility and the amount claimable under the employment tax incentive worth 10 billion rand, and two others allowing respectively for the deferral of the payment of PAYE, 2 billion rand, and provisional tax, 3 billion rand, for tax-compliant small and medium businesses. To minimize the loss of jobs as businesses struggle to cope with the coronavirus epidemic, the employment tax incentive will be expanded for those qualifying companies registered with SARS for a period of 4 months from April 1 to July 31. The maximum amount claimable under the incentive during this period will be increased from 1,000 rand to 1,500 rand in the first qualifying 12 months and from 500 rand to 1,000 rand in the second 12 qualifying months. A monthly claim of 500 rand will be allowed during this 4-month period for employees aged 18 years to 29 years who are no longer eligible for the employment tax incentive as the employer has already claimed the incentive for those employees for 24 months. Also eligible for the monthly claim will be those aged between 30 years and 65 years who have not been eligible under the scheme in the past due to their age. The payment of employment tax incentive reimbursements will be accelerated from twice a year to monthly to improve companies' cash flow. Also intended to assist in alleviating cash flow problems as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak is the deferral of the payment of 20% of the PAYE, liability of small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs, for the period April 1 to July 31. The deferred PAYE, liability must be paid to SARS in equal installments over the 6-month period commencing on August 1, 2020 with the first payment due on September 7. SMEs are those with an annual turnover of not more than 50 million rand. Their tax affairs must be in order. Tax-compliant SMEs will be able to defer a portion of the payment of the first and second provisional tax liability to SARS in the period from April 1, 2020 to March 31, 2021. The first provisional tax payment due from April 1, 2020 to September 30, 2020 will be based on 15% of the estimated total tax liability, while the second provisional tax payment from April 1, 2020 to March 31, 2020 will be based on 65% of the estimated total tax liability, Treasury said in a statement. Provisional taxpayers with deferred payments will be required to pay the full tax liability when making the third provisional tax payment to avoid interest charges. Treasury said the eligibility criteria for individuals carrying on a business have yet to be finalized, but one possibility is that they will be eligible if their turnover is less than 5 million rand and no more than 10% of their turnover is derived from interest, dividends, foreign dividends, rental from letting fixed property and any remuneration received from an employer.